بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تجلیس رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں, رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہہ کے سن لے آنا جھوم جائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہہ کے سن لے آنا جھوم جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہِ غم سنائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہِ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر, میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر, میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. بدر دوندتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پاوے، در بدر دوندتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable and illustrious Jala Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has presented so beautifully in poetic form. Hazrat is teaching us, in order to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the condition is that Allah has sent His beloved Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam to teach us His love. So we first have to get love of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only we can get connected to Allah. And all those that follow in that path, that is Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, tabi'een, and Allah ta'ala has taught us, kunum as-sadiqeen, be with the true, righteous, pious servants, and Allah ta'ala, out of His kindness and fadl and karam, has brought us here in the majlis of our shaykh to learn this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first we have to learn how to gain the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person gets an inkling of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then middle of the night also he will get up and he will be crying to Allah, Rang laayegi kab meri aaye? That, oh Allah, when will my tears see that color that I find myself right in front of a rose park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Middle of the night a person will be crying and begging Allah ta'ala. And from this we can understand, this is only the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person can reach the darbar, the special court of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So Hazrat is saying, when will my tears see the fruits of the crying that I am doing? Ya rang laayenge kab meri aahe, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. That, oh Allah, when will I see the fruits of my crying, that I find myself in Madina to Murawwara, right at the doorstep of my beloved, your beloved Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And when I'm on my way to Madina Sharif, from a distance already, jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala joom jaye, that from a distance when I see the beloved beautiful green dome, and under which Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, that is why that dome has become so honorable. That when I see the dome, I think of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with great enjoyment and relief I start reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, before, all the time in my life I enjoy reciting durood sharif, but now the anxiousness is growing so much that now I'm right at the doorstep of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person, we have to learn here how to develop this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and becoming conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masnoon du'as, etc. And then when a person, Allah ta'ala grants you this great honor without deserving it in the least, but then how you should present yourself in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat teaches us all this. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsana-e gham sunaye. Oh Allah, when you bless me with a presence in front of the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I will pour out my heart and explain to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all my grief, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be begging and making dua for me, and begging that Allah ta'ala makes maghfirat for me. And what will I be asking Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, very very deeply from my heart, ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye, that, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has brought me in your court, right at your doorstep. Now I'm begging you, make dua, I don't want to leave from your doorstep. I just want to remain here all the time and enjoy life with you. Come to the majlis of our shaykh, and we don't want the majlis to end. We want it to carry on all the time.
So when you get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you enjoy the presence of the company of the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you're begging Allah Ta'ala. But as we learn from our pious servants, that we say, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to stay here. But make dua Allah, use us to spread your deen throughout the world. And now we have to go back and spread your deen, and spread the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat is teaching us, that now when Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with this opportunity, and what we have come to learn from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to be the true slave of Allah, how to become the true slaves and give our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Hazrat teaches us from Medina to Munawwara, you learn the etiquette of how to come into the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now when you come to Kaaba Sharif, Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, Jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, that oh Allah, at your threshold, let my head be there. That is, I am not worthy of being at your threshold. And I'm in sajda now. And in this way, I should give my life for you. In other words, oh Allah, let me learn the reality from our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they learned the love of Allah ta'ala from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they gave their lives for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat explained, now you enter Kaaba Sharif, you read your 2 rakats, and you're begging Allah, that please, oh Allah, accept this useless soul. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity of making tawaf, and you come at Multazam, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange duaye. Allah gives you the opportunity to be at the most mubarak and honorable place by Kaaba Sharif, where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam surrendered and put their chest on Kaaba Sharif. And what dua they made, this is what we should learn from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that oh Allah, make me yours, you become ours. I am not worth to be in the presence here, first of all, to be at your darbar, oh Allah, I can't believe that I am here. Am I dreaming or is it a reality? I'm not worth to be here. But oh Allah, now that you brought me here, I have the courage to make this dua, that oh Allah, make me yours and you become mine. And as we learn from our Hazrat, our Dada Sheikh, that if this is the only dua you made all the duas in the world. Because if Allah became ours, Allah is everything. Allah is the owner of everything. You have got everything. But if you made dua for everything else, even for deeny things, but you haven't made dua that Allah make me yours, then Hazrat says you haven't really asked for anything. So at Multazam and great occasions, this is what we learn, that Allahumma ja'al kullana wa Allahumma allana wa kun lana wa ja'alna lak, make us yours and become ours. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Hazrat explains to us now that when you learn the love of Allah Ta'ala and you get an iota of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that first you get the love of the lovers of Allah and they connect you to Allah. Now you realize Allah Ta'ala's greatness is so magnificent that where can an ordinary mortal like me be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get this realization, this an iota of the marifat of Allah, then you will say, Ya Allah, what is the reality of both the worlds? Forget this world, forget akhirat also. There can be how many worlds, I'll sacrifice all that, O Allah, but just make me yours. In other words, make me your obedient servant, that I don't believe be worthy of your slavery. But oh Allah, you have granted me this great honor. Let me really become your true slave. And how is that? When you learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you just can't help, like we see the friends of Allah ta'ala. They're not like us and they're not like people of the world, just traveling and past time and touring the world. No, why do they travel? Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard e muhabbat suna hai. That oh Allah, the world is lost in all artificial love and all illicit love affairs and all love for all the useless things of this world. The real love is the love of the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when the friends of Allah have got this in their heart, now they move from place to place throughout the world. And what? Oh, that oh Allah, let the world hear about your love. And as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that hame kuch pata nahi tha, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. That oh Allah, we didn't know that the greatest thing is your love. We have learned from your lovers what is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they want to teach the world this love and they go around. We are supposed to be flocking at them, but Allah's kindness, tera dard muhabbat sunakar, sari alam ko majnu bunaye. And why do I travel in the world? To explain people the true love, the love of the creator of love, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so that the world comes out of the madness of all the artificial love of these things. Madness of illicit love affairs, of cars, of sport, of all trivial and useless things. That madness that is taking you to Jahannam, that let them become truly mad in the love of Allah. When that is a real person who is really mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then what is the sign of this madness? Sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula tere geet gaye. That, oh Allah, why do I want to make the whole world mad? That people are listening to filth and dirt. People are listening to music. People are listening, chatting all filthy and dirty things. That, oh Allah, let them get an outa of your love. When a person cannot stop praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every step of his, as Hazrat teaches us, will be Bismillah. Durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La ilaha illallah will be on our tongue all the time. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. And this is the sign that a person is madly in love with Allah. We see the friends of Allah, our Hazrat, we see every step. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every step, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, also make us madly in love with Him through the barakat of our majlis of our Shaykh. And then Hazrat explains, as you make the zikr of Allah, then you get what is called sweetness of Iman. And the closeness of Allah, when you get in a drop of the closeness of Allah, then you'll be making dua all the time. Lazzati kur paakar tere ham, lazzati do jahan bhool jaye. Said, oh Allah, just give us that drop of your close proximity, and then a person will forget all the enjoyments of both the world. Forget the halal enjoyments of this world, the pure enjoyment of Jannat also will be nothing when you get the closeness of Allah. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look forward to Jannat, but the enjoyments are there, we accept it's the favors of Allah, but actually to be in the darbar, in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless us just out of His mere kindness and mercy. And then finally Hazrat says, Dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye. Then Hazrat says that I go from this gully to that gully, this country to that country, to look for people who have got the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, and I enjoy that company. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also to get this enjoyment in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Between the virtues of dua, here some hadith regarding the virtues and etiquette of dua being presented. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person's dua will always be accepted as long as he does not ask for something sinful, for the severing of ties of kinship, and as long as he is not hasty. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of being hasty? He replied, when a man says, I have made many du'as, but I do not see them being accepted, he thus becomes tired and gives up supplications. That hadith emphasizes the point that even if a person feels his du'as are not being accepted, he must continue making them. This was explained previously. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing more valuable or nothing more honorable than du'a in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Another hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, du'a is beneficial in every matter, for the calamity which has already descended, and for the one which is yet to come. O servants of Allah, adhere to dua, fa'alaykum bid dua. Hold firm on to dua. Even problems which have come down and which haven't come down, dua is beneficial. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is angry at the person who does not make dua to Him. The one who has no concern for Allah Ta'ala and has no time for Him is excluded from this. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must supplicate to Allah Ta'ala in such a way that you have full conviction in acceptance, and know well that Allah Ta'ala does not accept a supplication which emanates from a heart which is filled with heedlessness. That is, dua must be made with full concentration and attention. The two levels of acceptance of dua were explained previously. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim makes a dua for which there is no sin, nor the severance of family ties, Allah Ta'ala most certainly gives him one of three things by virtue of his dua. Number one, he immediately gives him what he asked for. Number two, he stores it for him in the year after. And number three, he averts a calamity from him. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, on hearing this, were surprised and they said, if that is the case, you will make abundance of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has even more to give. In short, no dua goes to waste. In the final hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every one of you must ask Allah Ta'ala for the fulfillment of his needs. And in one narration of Thabit radiallahu anhu says, he must even ask him for salt and ask him for a shoe strap when it breaks. In other words, do not think, how can I ask for such an insignificant thing from someone so great? Even something big is insignificant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make dua in abundance.